The Grammy Awards recognize all sorts of rising artists, but the Grammys also spotlight styles or subgenres or entire fields of music that are breaking through by forming new award categories. This year, two of the new categories acknowledge the boom in African music and in modern jazz. In a minute, we'll hear from NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael. We start off with Nate Chenin from member station WRTI in Philadelphia.
I'm here to talk about a new category called Best Alternative Jazz Album. Alternative jazz, what is that, right? It's not a term that you hear out in the real world, but it actually could serve a really useful function at the Grammys this year. Officially, the Recording Academy says that alternative jazz, and I quote, may be defined as a genre-blending, envelope-pushing hybrid that mixes jazz with other genres. A genre beyond genre category. We've actually seen a boom in artists who are mixing jazz with all kinds of other genres and styles. These people don't neatly fit into existing categories. I'm actually reminded of that moment just over 20 years ago when the Grammys introduced the best urban slash alternative performance category. And that was, you know, at a time when neo soul was ascendant. And it felt very much like a response to that movement.
Now, if you're living in a glass house, say it with me now. Don't throw no stones. If you're living in a glass
The name most familiar here for sure is Michelle Indigo-Cello, this singer, songwriter, and bass player who's been releasing albums since the early 90s, and actually, she often gets cited as a progenitor of neo soul. Her nominated album this year, The Omnichord Real Book, it's a perfect illustration of this category's stated ideal. It comes out of a jazz impulse, and it features a lot of guest artists from the jazz tradition, but the sound of this album, it's a total amalgamation of funk and some folk and Afrobeat and a sort of cosmic R&B. Along with Michelle, you have Corey Henry for a gospel-infused album called Live at the Piano. And Super Blue, which is a funk band co-led by the singer Kurt Elling and the guitarist Charlie Hunter. Then there's Love in Exile, a cooperative trio that features Aruj Aftab on vocals, Shahzad Ismaili on bass and synthesizers, and Vijay Iyer on piano and keyboards. And last but not least, Lewis Cole, this musical multitasker and mischief maker for an album called Quality Over Opinion. Lewis Cole really combines this kind of otherworldly, extravagant technical facility with a pure irreverence for any kind of decorum. That's a combination that you hear all over his album. I've got to be honest and say that I'm riding hard for Michelle Indigo-Cello because that was my favorite album last year. But I think it's also encouraging to see Love in Exile in this conversation because that album is all about spontaneous invention without any hang-ups about genre.
Hey, I'm Rodney Carmichael, a correspondent for NPR Music, and another new category this year that's really overdue is Best African Music Performance.
Girls in my crib, zero Snapchat, zero Instagram.
This is a new category that attempts to do the impossible, and that's collapse an entire continent of 54 countries, 1.4 billion people, and over 30 genres of music under one umbrella called Best African Music Performance. Okay, so the Recording Academy's decision to create this Grammy category is embarrassingly late, but it's also oddly kind of right on time, especially from an industry perspective. I mean, there's been this undeniable explosion in the popularity of music coming from the African continent, especially in recent years. And when I say popular, I mean popular across the globe, but especially right here in the U.S. from Afrobeats to I'm a Piano, Nigeria to South Africa. I mean, these sounds and artists have been bubbling up the mainstream Billboard charts here in the U.S. and influencing the sound of hip-hop and R&B just as much as they've been influenced by African-American music. The best-known cat among this year's nominees is probably Burna Boy. He's already a Grammy winner, and with the 4 nominations that he has this year, he's become the most nominated Nigerian artist in Grammy history. His song City Boys is nominated in this category. Okay, so there's some other big names in the category too. Davido is only second to Burna Boy when it comes to Nigerian artists who've contributed to the mainstreaming of Afrobeats. And he's nominated here for the song Unavailable featuring Musa Keys. Then there's Ira Starr, who's also of Nigeria, and her song Rush, and South African artist Tyler, whose song Water actually made NPR Music's Best Songs of 2023 list. She's definitely a superstar in the making. I'm definitely partial to the song I'm a Piano by Asake and Olumide. I mean, the thing about this song is it's a hybrid, right? I mean, it's named for the genre native to South Africa that's really blown up in recent years, especially last year. And you can hear like the signature log drums driving that bass heavy beat. But the song is also heavy on Afrobeats, which is the genre that artists like Asake and Olumide are best known for. I mean, it just shows how blurred the lines can get. And that's really the point, because all of these artists, the genres and sounds are in constant conversation with each other. It's really a musical conversation that's happening across the African diaspora. The nominees in this inaugural category, they all have one thing in common, and that's basically all of them have deals with U.S.-based companies, whether it's licensing, distribution, or straight-up label deals. And all of that helped them cross over the Atlantic, literally, and break through to American audiences in ways that even the most popular African artists a generation ago never could have dreamed of.
That was NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael, and we heard earlier from WRTI's Nate Chenin on 2 new Grammy Awards categories this year.